For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. It's Dairy Day on the Hill in St. Paul. Lucas Sjostrom joining us, Executive Director with Minnesota Milk. First of all, you got to say there's a lot of noise here, which is a good thing. You guys have a lot of folks on hand. You had a lot of folks pre-register. And as Dave Buck spoke this morning, a lot of first-timers are raising their hand earlier today.
Yeah, the good and the bad news, Joe, about dairy prices where they are is people are a lot more willing to step out. The best news, maybe not for farmers, but for me as executive director putting on a dairy day, is we have snow on the ground. So oftentimes if we would have a dairy day this late, we'd be competing with field work. But yeah, we've got a little noise in here now, but pretty excited that we had 70-some people sign up. I would guess we have over 55 here this morning. And I think people are fired up and ready to have a great day. And today is about relationship building. We're going to be asking for conformity on Section 179 to the federal level, improving the beginning farmer tax credit to be more open for education requirements, and also the most important thing would be to extend to family members. And then third, just reminding them that manure and alfalfa are great things, and manure is already heavily regulated, so just keep that in mind as they're making more proposals down the road.
When it comes to the legislative side, it's a pretty unique year. It's a bonding year, so it's a little different take to it this year.
Yeah, we started February 20th, first of all. That was interesting because normally we start a little later in a bonding year, but I think this was even a week or two later than normal. We maybe start first week of February. And so we were having lunches with legislators, and legislators were working in the off season to put proposals together on their own, which is kind of nice because once you get back into the public eye, you can get in trouble for saying things that you don't really mean. And so we've had a lot of time to construct and work with legislators. And although the parties between Governor Dayton and the Republican House and Senate didn't have such a great 2017 to start, it seems like that off-season time really gave them time to come together. And the same thing happened on a much smaller level in all the committees. The chairs and the ranking members in each committee were able to talk more and kind of at least get the agenda, even if they don't agree, at least get the agenda narrowed down. So as we talked this morning, our dairy farmers every year are like, Lucas, what bill number do we support? Darren Macbeth is our lobbyist. Darren, what bill number do we ask them to support or oppose? This year, almost everything's rolled into an omnibus bill. So we're looking for a tax conformity bill, an agriculture bill that won't have any money attached to it, and then who knows what will be in the bonding bill. It could be anywhere from $500,000 or $500 million to $1.5 billion. So that could be a lot of local projects or none at all.
Now, just going back to the tax side of things, Darren seemed to be pretty positive in his message on support for that this morning.
Yeah, based on, so both the House Republicans, I haven't seen if the Senate Republicans have, but both the House Republicans and the Dayton administration have put out kind of their tax target or tax goals. Now, obviously, all of those are dead on arrival because they'll have to compromise and find some number in between, but both of them appear to have full Section 179 conformity. When you get into the details, we don't exactly know, but it's sounding good. It's sounding like people are understanding this is very important. We've had several conversations during session and before with Senator Gazelka that, he's a business guy. He's an insurance guy from the number one dairy Senate district, actually, in all of Minnesota, just north of where you broadcast from, Joe. And He learned how important Section 179 was to dairy farmers and other farmers. And it's always been a business thing that the whole business community has been asking for. But here's something that all people who are in business, farmers and otherwise, can really unite on and say, hey, this hasn't made sense. We're at a big disadvantage to other states. And like Darren said this morning, I think we're pretty hopeful that both Democrats and Republicans have heard Section 179 should be, if we can get one thing done in this tax conformity bill to improve our situation in Minnesota, Section 179 should be it.
Lucas, you mentioned building relationships important. I know Greg Jans commented, a few other folks, even yourself. When it comes to that major issue that arises, it's good to have that cell phone number or that contact or that, oh, I know you mentioned this, that plays a huge role.
Right. I think people, as much as it's said over and over, people may underestimate the value of relationships here. When I, as executive director of this organization representing our farmers across the state, am most impactful is when I get a text message from a legislator when they're trying to make a quick decision. And I know it's the same for Darren. You know, it's not meetings like this today. This meeting today is great, beneficial. We may move some minds here, but they're going to be meeting again a month from now, 3 months from now, next year, and trying to think, who's the expert I should talk to on this? Who, and it might be a farmer they text or give a phone call or email to. It might be me. And so that's what we really want, is that the legislators know that they can come to Minnesota Milk as a resource, and they can come to the farmers, the 55-plus who are in this room today. And if they have a question on something that's going to affect dairy farmers, we hope they reach out.
Dairy Day at the Capitol. Lucas Sjostrom joining us, Executive Director with Minnesota Milk. For KASM Radio, we'll have additional coverage as the day continues here on KASM from Dairy Day in St. Paul.